Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
Have you ever witnessed a strong man competition? These men train and work and battle to be the best, but the reality is man can only get so strong. And at some point, somebody stronger always comes along, someone stronger than the strong man. We've come today to a strong man competition of sorts, at least that's the terminology that our Lord Jesus used, as he told this story in Matthew chapter number 12. Now, this particular passage is not always listed among the parables of Jesus, but it is parabolic in its form. He's using an analogy, a story form, to teach a spiritual truth. We'll read Matthew's account from Matthew chapter 12 in just a moment. There's a parallel, if you'd like to read it, in Mark chapter number 3, to get the whole picture, the lay of the land, comparing Scripture with Scripture. But let's read beginning in Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 24. The Bible says, when the Pharisees heard it. Now, what did they hear? Well, they heard Jesus teaching, and they didn't like it. So, when they heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Now, time out just a minute. They looked the Son of God in the face and said, this man is operating under the power of Satan. They used one of the names for the devil in Scripture, Beelzebub. Death did fly, the fly of death. So they looked life in the face and called it death. Doesn't that sound like the world we're living in right now, calling good evil and evil good? And Jesus, verse 25, knew their thoughts. By the way, he always knows our thoughts. He knows your thoughts. His word searches your thoughts, divides all the way down into the depths to the innermost thoughts. God knows. Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, here it is, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? You know, religion is not always logical. Did you know that? In fact, very often, religious ideas and movements are very illogical. And our God is a God of correct thinking. He's a God of truth, of light. There is a logical progression of truth. I love this. Instead of Jesus just turning and walking away and ignoring them, he uses just plain logic to turn their argument back on them. And he says to them, does it make any sense to you that the enemy would fight against the enemy? That makes no sense, because they would come against us together like a united front. And then he really got personal, because the Pharisees, they were performing exorcisms. They were casting out devils. And so he said, well, if I'm casting out devils through the power of Satan, you must be operating in the power of Satan as well. I've got to imagine that at this moment, the temperature in the room is getting a little hot, because the Lord Jesus is getting right down where they live. And then he tells this little story, this analogy, this parabolic language, about a man coming in and binding the strong man so he can spoil his house. Someone stronger than the strong man. Now, let's talk first of all about the correct interpretation. Remember, we've got to get the interpretation right. And the primary interpretation of the passage is Jesus is showing the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. They're different kingdoms. One is a kingdom of light, and the other is a kingdom of darkness, and the two never agree. They're always in opposition one to the other. So Satan does not work towards God's purposes, and God certainly doesn't work towards Satan's purposes. Satan is always standing in opposition to whatever the Lord is doing. And we've got to understand that. So who's the strong man in the story? The strong man is Satan. Does the devil have power? Certainly he does. I don't think you should ever speak of the enemy in light and flippant and joking ways, because he's a real devil and he has real power. And there's a real kingdom of darkness. Remember, even Michael the archangel, when disputing over the body of Moses with the devil, would not rail against him in his own power. He would just simply say, "The Lord rebuke thee." That's the only conversation you should ever have with the devil. You can't out-talk him, can't out-think him, can't outwit him, cannot out-strong him. He's the strong man. So you just say, "The Lord rebuke you." Only the Lord is greater than the devil. Martin Luther said, always remember that even the devil is God's devil. So you can't conquer him, but Christ already has. So if Satan is the strong man, who is Christ? Christ is the one who's stronger than the strong man. He's the one who went into the strong man's house and bound the strong man and spoiled his goods. And so that brings us to the great revelation. If we know there's a difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, what is God revealing to us about himself? It is simply this, that Jesus Christ is the king of God's kingdom. That the Lord Jesus Christ is the rightful king. He is the king of light. And what is he doing right now? He is plundering the kingdom of darkness. Why do you think that the principalities and powers in heavenly places are fighting so hard? Why do you think all the hounds of hell are stirring up so much hatred and anger and so many awful things in this world? They know their time is short. They're angry. They're on the losing side. We're on the winning side. Remember, from the very beginning, God said to Satan that he would be bruised under the foot of the seed of the woman. Well, I want you to know, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, he was bruising Satan every day, every day, every day. And when he came out of that grave after his death, burial, and resurrection, he put a nail-pierced foot squarely on the head of that old serpent, the devil, and Satan is a defeated foe. I remember Frank Sales years ago saying to us, you should pray every day, "Lord, bruise the serpent in me today." I love that. In other words, conquer in me, be victorious in my life. Satan's already defeated, but may he be defeated in my life today. Christ is the king of God's kingdom, the kingdom of light, and he is stronger than the strong man. So that brings us then not just to an interpretation and a revelation, but to an application. What's the application? We must depend on the power of Christ. Is Satan strong? Yes, but Christ is stronger. In the words of John, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Are you a believer? Then take heart, my friend. Get your head up. Rejoice. Take fresh courage. Believe on the Lord today. Because you have been made more than a conqueror through him that loved you. And we ought to live that way. We should not take Satan lightly, but we should not live in unbelief and cowardice. We should live in faith and courage. We should speak humbly, but we should speak in a way that honors the power and strength of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the power that we know, and the Lord Jesus goes on in the context and talks about it, is the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Honor the Holy Spirit. Honor the person of Jesus Christ. Honor our great God, who is the God of the kingdom of light, and you will see his power at work in your life. Satan may push back against it, the world may fight it, and religious people may question it, but Jesus Christ is stronger than every other strong man.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.